Hi guys, this is Evidence Utopia, and this is the aftercare for the Relentless Cycle audio. For specifically people who don't necessarily seek out or enjoy non-consent content as much. The first thing that I want to say, this is something I say in every single aftercare geared towards this group, is that you are valid and allowed to not be into this. You don't owe me anything. You don't owe me an explanation or justification, or like, you don't owe me listens. You don't owe anybody any of that stuff, okay? You have your own set of circumstances, and if that set of circumstances has led to you not being as comfortable with this kind of stuff, then like, nobody else should like have any say in that, right? So first off, you were welcome and accepted here. If you like didn't even listen to the audio and you're just here to like listen to the aftercare, which I know there are some of you out there who do that, you're also welcome and accepted here, okay? So let's talk a little bit about the audio. The audio has basically a mad scientist conducting some sort of weird psychological experiment on the listener and the other characters in the audio. I think normally I have to, I feel the desire to explain like what consent is and what consent isn't. I think it's pretty clear in this audio that the parties are not consenting. If somebody's screaming no, don't, or stuff like that, that constitutes non-consent. Here's something we can talk about, right? So, I think at some point, some of the characters in the audio may exhibit or be implied to exhibit some form of, like, eventual enjoyment of what's going on. Whether that's forced upon them, whether it's reluctant, whether it's just, like, a turn in the character, who knows, right? And I actually mean that, right? It's left a little bit ambiguous, especially for the listener character. But just because somebody exhibits some form, any form of enjoyment at any point, doesn't necessarily mean consent, right? I think a common trope that we use in non-consent audios is like the, you're wet, so you must like it, or like the, you're hard, so you must like it, right? And that means it's okay for me to do what I'm doing, and it's not. I think that's important for us to raise, because I think that's a justification that sometimes people use, and that's not a valid... There's no valid justification, right, for an act of non-consent, so... I just wanted to make sure that's clear. Something I have trouble talking about sometimes, but always want to touch on, is that, like, being treated like that is not okay. I'm always a little conscious that there may be people who are struggling with something like that who are listening. So I just wanted you to know that, I'm not a qualified source on this by any means, but you are not alone, and you don't have to be alone. There are resources and people working to support victims of like abuse and such. And I hope that, you know, that's something that can be acknowledged and, you know, taken advantage of. This is actually my third time recording this, because it's been really rambly all the time, and now it's like way more concise than it's been before. Now I feel like it's not long enough. You're safe. You're not in the danger that the listener of this audio is meant to feel that they're in, or the discomfort, right? And I don't by any means condone any of the actions in this audio, right? It's a story, a fantasy, right? And it's meant to stay there. And it's not meant to, you know, be a real thing. It's kind of like zombies, or I don't know. But yeah, in summary, you're valid. You're allowed to be here. You're allowed not to be into this kind of stuff. You don't owe anybody anything in that regard. No explanation, no, you know, you don't owe anybody, like, attention or, you know, nothing. So, just let yourself be you, I guess, right? That's the thesis for today. I guess this is the thesis for all of these, but yeah. Thank you for listening, and take care.